Der Kosmos. Psychology. Yes, this is very good. Mental cosmos, the Bulwar Walker. Soon to read quickly, at least your notes. Highlight the text from the irreducible mind. With the general red thread through it, connecting to what we have been painting so far. So yes, the materialistic physicalist people even try to do away with the mind, whilst psychology during the days of William James was about the study of the mind. Or the study of the soul, if you will. Of which the mind is a part, or a location, or a realm. See? And some of these behaviorists went so far as to even claim, and there is this quote there, that psychology is merely about studies of behavior, how different living beings made out of those little lifeless building blocks are automatas only. Richard Dawkins quote there, we are just robots. And thus all that matters, all that is going on, are actions and mechanical, basically, reactions. So if I hit you in the face, you will go, "Ow, why did you do that?" Holding your face, the hand to your cheek, appearing to have what we call pain. But actually, all that is going on and all that our psychology is to deal with is about physical bodies with muscles and nervous systems acting and reacting. In the light of our virtual game cosmos, we could say that we are merely game characters interacting with each other. There's no life here. That is just consciousness and the soul and the mind and feelings and all that are just some abstractions, something that appeared there, a kind of self-awareness. Cool how that could appear out of random fluctuation of chemicals, but why not? And then if I would then stand up and beat that person in the face because I feel like it makes me happy, that illusion, but that feels good anyway, so why not? Then I will simply, my body will simply cause a reaction of your body. And when you scream at me, I say, "But you know, think of science. Relax. It doesn't exist. It's just a reaction that what you are doing now." You know, when you can play like that with certain ideas or philosophies, and they then really appear absurd, evidently, and that is the first sign there's something wrong with such a philosophy, because philosophy it is. Again, as I even philosophy that has no working theoretical explanation or model, nor, of course, any empirical evidence behind it. It's simply a speculation. And on that speculation, much of modern psychology is still today built. As far as I know, if you go study psychology at the university today to become a licensed psychologist, psychiatrist, psychotherapist, you know, the one who we go to for professional help, they may have their entire worldview and profession and approach to you resting on such a philosophical belief. Just so you know, but in this cosmos, again, we started with the cosmos of ancient cultures, but then stumble right into that of important branches and field of modern science, quantum physics and relativity theory, and their successors, where we have a multiverse, including the physical realm and the mental realm, as two different lokas, as we say, two different worlds. The world experienced when we're awake through the senses in that body out there that we call our physical body, or that some of us call me. And then there's another realm when we close our eyes, we drift off into sleep, where we are in our mental realm, Bhuvarloka, as it is called in Sanskrit. So close your eyes for a few moments and be there. Study the thoughts and the memories, imagery floating around there. And then come back here. Now, one interesting character is the very founder of modern psychology, just as the founders of quantum physics came to this idealist philosophical understanding, so was that found among some founders of modern psychology, such as William James. And then we go on from there.